T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We got only a couple days, though, until, man, it's a bummer, like, for draft night. There's no wings and pizza. It's matzo pizza. That is kind of a little bummer. I do make a mean matzo pizza, though. So, there you go. Let's go back out to the WadeFord.com hotline. We continue our trip around the NFC South. Bring in our good buddy, Will Pelagic, WFNZ. You know Willie P. from his time here, but also voice of Charlotte FC and kind of a multimedia journalist, if you will, there in the Carolinas. So, Willie P., how you doing, brother?
I'm good, brother. Happy and blessed Passover to you, sir.
It is. We're working our way there. We're, like I said, we're still perfecting the matzo pizza, but by Thursday night, we'll be good to go. So,
word.
You know, we're taking our trip around the NFC South. We want to kind of preview what's going on in the NFL draft, and quite frankly, for Carolina, the answer is nothing. You obviously gave up your first round pick this year, and so I guess I'll start here. And we're going to largely discuss the entirety of the offseason as well. But with no first round pick, how does this team find players that can provide some immediate production?
It's an exercise in delayed gratification, Abe. Fact is, the Panthers, at least from the outside looking in, we believe they're going to sit out the first night of the draft. I know that Dan Morgan had said to folks here locally that he's planning on being open-minded about things. You know, they can do any number of things with 33 and 39, whether it's trade back into the first round or trade behind 33 and get themselves another pick down the road. But more than likely, they're going to be kind of stuck there, not entering the draft until Friday at the very earliest. And when you think about it, they also could potentially, like I said before, package one of those picks to try and get some more. It's very interesting to see how they'll go about doing things, because they do have a couple of spots that they need to add in, obviously. The wide receiver position is obviously the most clear-cut when it comes to where their needs are and where they are in the draft. There's the notion that maybe they take two wide receivers at 33 and 39. I don't think that's something that they're going to look at. I do feel like if they want to use one of those two picks on something other than wide receiver, they might be best suited to try and do that with their first of the two first-round picks, potentially go in the neighborhood of trying to get, you know, one of those centers to try and help the center of the future, because right now their center is converted guard Austin Corbett, and that's not necessarily a sure thing right now. Maybe they get the center of the future or somebody who can be the heir apparent at that position, or potentially go and get somebody on the defensive side, because, as you know, they lost a lot on that defense from the edge rusher position, and also they could also use some depth at corner as well. So there are still some holes, and it might take more than this offseason to try and fill them, but I like the job that the new general manager, Dan Morgan, and the folks around him, Brant Tillis as well, have done to try and replenish a roster that I think we found out pretty quickly was not just a quarterback away from contending in the NFC South.
It's Will Pelagic, WFNZ in Charlotte, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Going to talk about some of the decisions to move away with some of the defensive stars in a moment. But on offense, you do have Bryce Young, but the potentially bigger addition there is head coach Dave Canales. What are you hoping a guy that kind of resurrected Geno Smith's career, got Baker Mayfield back on track, can maybe do for a young quarterback who had a really rough go of it in his rookie season?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, the biggest problem with the regime that came in to Bryce Young's purview the first season he was here was that they tried to adapt him to the offense that Frank Reich and Thomas Brown wanted, whereas Dave Canales has come in and said, look, we want to mold our offense around what Bryce does well. And that's something that is a breath of fresh air to a lot of Panther fans, and I think the modus operandi that should have happened all along. The fact of the matter is the Panthers didn't do two things very, very well. They didn't protect Bryce Young, and they did not have separation from the wide receiver aspect. They go out and get a guy like Deontay Johnson, who, if you think about separation, that's his game, and that's somebody who they were told this week, and he was told in his comments to the media earlier today that he has been told he's going to be the X wide receiver. He's going to be the number one target on a lot of plays, and it's something that the Panthers were devoid of all of last year, which was a true number one. The closest thing they had to number one was Adam Thielen. And if Adam Thielen is your number one, you got big problems. And so when you think about the Panthers going into year two under Bryce Young, they're going to be a lot more equipped to try and make things happen. I mentioned the pass protection. They fortified that offensive line with Robert Hunt and obviously a couple of other pieces across that line. I mentioned the fact that they're going to move Austin Corbett over to center. Potentially could be some other pieces in the mix as well. But I honestly think right now, when you look at the Panthers from an offensive standpoint, the two things they have to do is get the ball out of Bryce Young's hands quickly, and they also have to run the football a heck of a lot better. We all know that a best friend of a running game, or best friend of a young quarterback, is a good running game, and they just did not run it to the level that they did a couple of years ago when they were rounding and pounding and getting themselves within a game of the playoffs under interim head coach Steve Wilks.
Is there still belief that Bryce Young can be and look, we don't necessarily have to compare him to C.J. Stroud or any of that. Is there still belief that he can be a serviceable starter in the NFL, or after 1 year, is that just completely gone?
I think there's definitely some belief there, and I don't think they would be sticking with him if they didn't think he could do that, because, you know, it'd be very easy for the Panthers to, you know, punt on this year and, you know, try and get what you can out of Bryce Young and maybe, you know, try and go for a quarterback next year. But they at least are of the opinion that this is still a guy who can be, you know, on the marquee and a marquee name for them. And their contention is that they just didn't protect him well enough. They didn't surround him well enough with the pieces that they had. You know, the terrible fallacy about the quarterback in this year, Abe, is in this day and age, I should say, is that everyone thinks that if you're a 1.1 guy, then you automatically have to be Patrick Mahomes. And he's probably one of the few guys, if not the only guy, that can really elevate his position based on his own talent without, you know, elevated guys at the wide receiver position or the offensive line. There were years where Mahomes had a subpar offensive line, though, and they didn't go far. And there are years where he hasn't had good wide receivers, and he's had to bring the most out of them. Well, when you think about the other quarterbacks who have come through in this day and age, they need help. And I think one of the things you talk about C.J. Stroud, one of the things we underrated is how ready that team around him was to be able to compete, and also how weak that division was. I think, you know, Tank Dell is somebody who many people didn't have him on their radar. Well, he came out and he was an absolute stud for them last year. A couple of the other pieces and skill position guys around him have also kind of first under Stroud's tutelage. And when you think about Houston, they just were very, very much more adept, especially in the offensive line, to be able to protect C.J. Stroud and help him out, whereas the Panthers overrated their offensive weapons and overrated their offensive line. The scheme with the line, I think, was more of the problem with the Panthers, is that they had a scheme that was more fit to run what Steve Wilks and that regime were running at the end of two seasons ago, whereas they basically had a miscast of characters with what Frank Reich and Thomas Brown wanted to do. They had to retool what they wanted out of that position and those positions in order to try and make sure what they wanted to get out of Bryce Young was what they got, but they didn't. And so now they had to go back to square one, which is kind of what they've done this year under not only Dave Canales, but also Dan Morgan and the rest of the front office staff.
It is Will Pelagic, WFNZ in Charlotte, joining us chatting about what the Panthers are planning to do in the NFL draft. And look, at the moment, it does appear that they will be sitting out of Thursday's first round. But you did mention there, Willie P, the two picks towards the top end of the second round. Let's suggest that they do package both of those picks to move into the back of the first round. If they're doing that, who is it for, or if you don't have a specific guy, a position group at least, would they be doing that to move back into the first round for?
They'd be doing that for a wide receiver, definitely. I think that the only way you make that move is if you feel like you can get somebody like a Xavier Worthy or somebody on that level, or if they feel like if there's a run on wide receivers that goes early and they feel like they're going to miss out on the tier that they feel like would fall to them, then maybe you go in that route. But I still think that they intend to make those two picks, because the last thing they want to be doing is shedding draft capital after they did so to a great deal last year. I think if they are going to make any kind of move, it'd be a move back from 33, maybe a couple of spots, and then potentially get something in the third or fourth round alongside what they already have. Because I think so much about this draft for them is about volume. I mean, you want to get quality. There's no question about it, but they believe, and I think this is true, that the receiver disparity between 33 and 39 is going to be kind of negligible. I think all those guys have, you know, project grades around them, and they have certain things that they do well, but other things they don't do well. They each kind of have a knock against them, whether you talk about Xavier Leggett or Keon Coleman or Ladd McConkey, you know, guys of that nature. I think they're all kind of in that same projection. They're obviously all different receivers and have different skill sets, and that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that from the top-end productivity standpoint, they believe that they're going to get basically an equal amount out of each of those guys. And if they're all available after day one, I think that they're feeling all right and maybe going back a couple of spots and getting another pick. I don't think they go up and get somebody in the first round unless they feel like the run of wide receivers is going to come a lot sooner than they originally forecast.
The final question about the Panthers here, Will, and that is myself and a lot of people kind of felt that the Panthers were set to build around a young defense and were really struggling to figure it out on offense. And they've kind of taken that arguing point away from us when they decided to trade Brian Burns. So what went into the decision there to part with a couple of defensive starters, but most notably Brian Burns?
Well, the two big ones they parted with were Burns and Luvu. And the biggest problem that surrounded Brian Burns is that not necessarily anything that had a fault of his, but the opposite side of him really didn't have the kind of strength that allowed him to be placed on single coverage. Like, he was always the red pen circle guy on the defense when an opposing offense was putting forth their game plan. It was easy to double team him. There were years where he was pretty poor against the run. That had improved in recent years, so that's not something you can necessarily use against him. But it honestly came down to the fact that the amount of money that he was going to be making based on what the Panthers wanted to do with their team, I don't want to say it was a luxury to have a pass rusher of that particular ilk, but they felt like they could better use that money to protect their most viable asset for the future, and that was Bryce Young. They felt like they could go, you know, 2-14 or 2-15 or whatever, with or without Brian Burns, because and you know this very well, Abe, the quarterback position is the one that most affects winning. And if the Panthers are going to try and get anything out of Bryce Young, they needed to at least take their biggest swing to try and make sure that they could help him. They felt like paying Brian Burns that money would severely handicap helping him directly on the offense. That's why they spent big money with two offensive linemen. That's why they made the deal to get Deontay Johnson. And they also tried to replenish what they could on defense as well. They brought in DJ Wonnum, who's a young prospect out of South Carolina. They brought in Jadeveon Clowney. Honestly, I feel like even though those two players are playing on a diminished level than what Brian Burns' high-end output would be, they're a lot more balanced at pass rusher. You add in Kalavon Chaisson as well, who could potentially, you know, be a buy-low pick for the Panthers or a buy-low acquisition for the Panthers. Those three guys together could potentially bring out a more balanced pass rush unit than what they had at any point under Burns, because the position on the opposite side of him, aside from the year when they had Haason Reddick, really wasn't being serviced correctly. Is it a finished product by any means? No. The Frankie Louvu loss very much hurts, because a lot of ways he was a heart and soul pick of that defense. But according to what we heard, he had kind of already had his mind made up when the Panthers finally circled around and actually tried to renegotiate with him. He had his mind made up that he wanted to go join former Falcon head coach Dan Quinn in Washington. So they've been happy trails to him. There's still a potential that they can go and potentially acquire another corner and Stephon Gilmore, getting him back from when he was here a couple of years ago. I don't know, again, if it's a completely finished product on that side of the football. They might need to add another linebacker in the draft or potentially next offseason. But under Rogério Overo, the thing that they were known most for a year ago, he was made known for basically making chicken salad of the chicken you-know-what. He had guys like DiCaprio Boodle playing cornerback for them last year with all the defections they had on the defensive side of the football. And they were doing a serviceable job having playing out there for 40 minutes per contest. So I don't think they're worried about that side of the football, despite losing Brian Burns and Frankie Louvu and a couple of others. But there's obviously more work to be done this offseason, potentially next year as well, to try and make that unit back into what they think it could really be top end.
Will, I got literally 20 seconds. If you were drafting for the Atlanta Falcons, who would you take at number 8?
Ooh, that's difficult. I'd have to figure out whether or not one of those quarterbacks is there, obviously, because, you know, I know Kirk Cousins is the quarterback of the now, but, you know, that's not necessarily something that's a long term. I wouldn't mind maybe trying to buy high on that, but obviously, it could be another situation where you go back on defense, try to replenish that side of the football as well. I think they're one of the few teams in that top 10 that's got a lot of options, and they might be able to wait for what is basically considered BPA, best player available. I hate to hedge, but like you said, I think there's a lot of variations to what they can do.
Will, always appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us here tonight, and enjoy the draft this weekend.
Thank you, Abe. Appreciate you.
There you go, Will Pelagic, WFNZ in Charlotte, also the voice of Charlotte FC. I was going to ask him a couple soccer questions, but kind of ran out of time because we continue to visit the NFC South. Go to New Orleans this time. Luke Johnson going to join me, New Orleans Times Picayune Saints beat reporter. That's coming up next. It is 92.9 The Game tonight on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.